Hey guys, you're listening to The Ville Podcast.
This is Isaac Kenyon.
I'm Corbin Bird.
Hi, this is Max Kenyon.
Hey, and I am Keegan Spikes.
Today on the show, we're going to recap Eddyville's first football game in 9 years. Also, last week, volleyball had some games, and we're going to do a cross-country preview.
Welcome to the Ville Podcast. Today we will talk about the upcoming cross-country season.
Today's cross-country season, our runners include of Isaac Kenyon, Ryan Turner, Carter Gasner, Keegan Spikes, and myself, Max Kenyon.
For our meets in September, we have the Husky Invitational on the 13th, the Santa Am Christian Invitational on the 19th, the Jefferson Invitational on the 25th, and the Wohink Lake Invitational on the 29th. For our meets in October, we have the Staten / Regis Invitational on the 4th, the Chamawa Invitational on the 11th, and the Pre-District Challenge on the 18th, as well as the District 2 Championships on the 25th.
Next up is the volleyball team and their schedule.
The volleyball players consist of Jillian Johnson, Hannah Smith, Allison West, Randy Turner, Jamie Damaris, Mickey Lala, and Taryn Sargent.
Some of the upcoming games are September 11th at T Lake, 6 p.m., September 13th at Mohawk, 6 p.m., and the 18th, a home game versus McKenzie at 6 p.m.
Last but not least, we have the Eddyville football team and their schedule.
For the players on the roster, we have Briar Reardon, Jace Richards, Keegan Spikes, Keegan Edwards, Robert Warfield, Kurt Faxon, Corbin Bird, Wayne Nephew III, Jesse Smith, and Peyton Rockmore.
For the football schedule, we have games in September on the 14th at T Lake, 7 p.m., the 21st at Powers, 4:30 p.m., the 28th versus Gilchrist at home, 4:30 p.m. And then games in October are the 5th versus Jewel at home, 4:30 p.m. The 11th at Crow, 7 o'clock p.m. And the 26th in the West versus East clash.
All right, so the football game obviously didn't go as planned, 74-0. What are your takes on it, Keegan and Corbin?
So I was there, I was watching the football game. We don't really have the speed to recover on a lot of fast breaks. And that's something that six man's really about, is a lot of speed, and because there's so much open field. So it was really hard to keep up with the teams. What do you think, Corbs?
I think I'm pretty much agreeing with you. They had a couple of guys that were pretty fast, you know, once they got the ball. I think there's a couple of little defensive things that we could improve on, but I mean, it was our first game in a decade, close to that.
About 9 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got a couple more games to go on. I think we can do better.
Yeah. I think we got five more games.
Yeah.
Like you said, I think we could use some defense, maybe wrapping up a little bit, extra practice.
Tackle drills.
What do you think, Isaac? Any questions?
I don't know. I didn't watch the game, so I don't really know.
I think we could have done better defending their passes. Some of their passes are really loopy and kind of just watched them fall.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of standing around watching stuff go down.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So you football players, what are you doing to prepare for your next game against T Lake at practice? Like, what are you guys working on?
Well, like we just said, we've been working on a lot of defense because that's something we need to practice on. Hmm. We've been conditioning a lot for our speed. We've also been practicing a lot of our routes. We're going to try and pass a little bit more. Just been practicing our drills, you know, wrapping up.
Interesting.
Hitting bags. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of offensive plays here and there.
Hmm. What are you guys going to do to stop the big kids?
Go low.
Yeah.
Wrap up, go for the legs, and hold on tight.
After one person hits them, the rest of the team needs to head towards that if one person can knock him down. All sorts of things.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. That'll be it for our The Ville podcast. I will see you guys next week.
Yay!